Track 8, Better Home and Garden. This week we are talking about how to create a therapeutic garden with tips to help you create exactly that. We all know that being outside can benefit our mental health, and if you're lucky enough to have a garden, you'll want to make it a haven where you can enjoy being outside. There's also plenty of evidence to suggest that gardens can be good for those suffering from mental health problems too. So, from all points of view, how can you create a therapeutic garden at home? Chair of Trustees at Thrive, which is a horticultural therapy charity, Faith Ramsey, recently told the Belfast Telegraph that there are certain plants you should think about featuring in a therapeutic garden. Top of the list is lavender, which she says is good because it's calming, balances the senses, and has a sedative quality which can aid sleep. Rosemary is good for the memory, Faith reveals, which makes it a particularly good choice in a garden for anyone suffering from dementia. She explained that rosemary is a stimulating plant which can help give people a boost. And as a result, it shouldn't be planted right next to lavender because they will both have the opposite effect. For a garden to help children with mental capacity problems, thyme is a good option, she added, because they can interact by touching, grabbing and smelling the plant. More and more studies are showing the benefits of gardening to our mental and physical health. Benefits include being in nature and getting our hands in the earth reduces stress, bringing a sense of peace and calm. Learning new skills and seeing our plants grow is good for our self-confidence and sense of achievement. Working in a group gives us a sense of belonging, helping us make new friends and reducing isolation. And there are improvements to our cognitive abilities, including dementia symptoms. Exposure to sunlight and certain soil bacteria can help with depression. And it's good for our physical health too. The varying tasks suit those recovering from many operations or illnesses or those living with chronic conditions. And don't forget all those vitamins and minerals in the fresh and tasty locally grown organic fruit and veg. If you're not sure where to begin with your outdoor space to transform it into a sanctuary, get help from your local garden centre. An experienced professional will not only be able to design the space, but will know what plants will thrive in different areas. And of course, if you have access to the internet, there's plenty of ideas there too. So even if you only have a small yard, there's plenty of options for a thriving garden.